Here we are.
Testing.
Testies.
Testing.
Testies. Sibilance.
Testing.
All right.
Syphilis.
It's it's a thank you.
Thank you.
It's a thank you time. Thank it's a thank you, you time. Thank you to people who donate thank to you. Us. Thank you guys you. Are thank all you. The best. And thank right you. Now we are thanking thank particular you. People. Thank all right. Thank we got to stop. We got to stop.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. But we do have thank yous for two particular people who donated
two
to
of
us.
Them.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
thank you. Okay, so Sarah again has donated to us. Thank you so much, Sarah. Mm-hmm. I think we improvised a terrible conversation.
Thing. Say no more.
For your thank you last time.
Say no more.
So, yeah, I won't. I'll never mention it again.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so Sarah donated to us again. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Sarah. And here's a bunch of celebrities that are not as cool as Sarah, like that are all named Sarah. Here's a bunch of Sarah celebrities.
Sarah celebrities.
Sarah celebrities. Oh, shit. That was
Point.
Amazing. Improvised. All right. Here's a list of Sarah celebrities that are Sarah. We're going to call you our Sarah.
Our Sarah.
Our Sarah. Is way cooler then, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like there's Sarah Jessica Parker, right? More like Glara Messica Parker. Like we're glaring at the mess of that person, right? She's
right.
not as cool as Sarah.
Nope.
Right?
Yep. And then there's Sarah Michelle Gellar, aka Swera Misha Smell Smeller. Cause you like swear at her because she smells real bad.
And then there's Sarah McLachlan, more like Samara from The Ring. McLochness Monster, because, well, but the Loch Ness Monster's pretty cool. But not as cool as Sarah,
no.
not as cool as our Sarah.
Yeah,
yeah, then Sarah.
And then there's Sarah Silverman.
Ugh.
Who, like, come on, more like Sarah Silver Woman. Why isn't your name Sarah Silver Woman?
Yeah, come on. Sarah Bronze Woman. Come on, that would be a better name, Sarah
right,
Silverman.
You get the
What's wrong with you?
Metal
Why aren't you
as a woman?
Why aren't you smashing the patriarchy more by
yeah.
changing your name? It's your fault, Sarah Silverman. So our Sarah is way better than poor Sarah Silverman.
Yeah, also actually fuck the patriarchy.
Yes, that's true too. But come on, Sarah
but Bronze
Silverman.
Woman.
Sarah Bronze Woman. I'm going to call her Sarah Bronze Woman from now on. That's your fucking name now, Sarah Bronze Woman. Contact us at
everybody make sure you tag at Sarah Bronze Woman so she hears this.
At Sarah okay. Moving on. Sarah Paulson, more like sweaty Balson. I love Sarah Paulson. Fuck. I'm so sorry, Sarah Paulson, but you're just not as cool as
no.
our Sarah.
And then you're even better than Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
More like Sarah Palin.
More like Sarah Palin.
No edit
fucking
needed.
No edit needed. Sarah Palin sucks. All right, cool.
Thanks,
so
Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah. You're awesome. Thank you so much.
And then also we had some money flying in all the way from New Jersey. That's right. Kelly from New Jersey.
Kelly from New Jersey.
Coming in strong. So this one's for you, Kelly.
Yes. Forgive us. All right. Kelly's from New Jersey, and her enthusiasm sends the PFD crew into overjoyed spasms.
Kelly, 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 you're a hardcore fan. Here's a list of New Jersey celebrities you're totally cooler than.
Not just born in the USA, Bruce Springsteen was born in New Jersey, like Latifah the Queen.
In a race to the moon against Edwin Buzz Aldrin, Kelly would win in a makeshift space cauldron.
Also from New Jersey, Peter Dinklage, the Lannister, and also the kind of iced tea who can't be made with leaves from a canister. Get it, guys? Get it? Iced tea. Go.
Don't forget Cal Penn, who you might know as Kumar, or Zoe Saldana, who played Uhura.
This is terrible. All right. Taye Diggs and Nathan Lane, two kings of Broadway. Psst, don't tell Eric, but I wish Nathan was my bae.
What? Huh? What was that?
It's just just a terrible rhyme.
What did you say? I couldn't
Nathan
hear you.
Nathan Lane so much, but Kelly's way cooler than Nathan Lane. Oh, God, that was hard to say.
David Copperfield. David Copperfield disappears into thin air while John Bon Jovi is living on a prayer.
You have... That's living on the edge. That's not living on
a... Living on a prayer.
Oh, living on a prayer. That's how you get...
Living on the edge.
All right. All right. Missy Elliott wants you to get your freak on. Also from the Garden State, Judy Blume and Laura Prepon.
Mm. Oh. We can't forget New Jersey and Janine Garofalo.
Oh my God, we forgot to write.
Yeah, you can't rhyme
All
with...
Right. You can't rhyme with
Garofalo. So yeah, that's why. You can forget about Janine Garofalo.
All I wrote was Popples, yo.
Okay.
Popples, yo. What the fuck?
Popples, yo.
All right. Los Angeles Laker, Shaquille O'Neal, the witch who cursed the baker, Streep Merrill.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's accurate.
Yes.
Joe Pesci stepped on Micro Machines in the movie Home Alone. For some reason, Paul Simon didn't include Micro Machines when he wrote Kodachrome.
Danny, oh Danny, oh Danny DeVito. He always stirs the internet's libido. Is Kelly cooler than Danny? Holy Toledo. Maybe not, but that's okay. Here's a burrito. And that's for you, Kelly. You're cooler than all those New Jersey celebrities.
That burrito. It's for you.
And that burrito. Yeah, we sent it through the microphone tubes.
The Micro Machines phone tubes.
Eric really loves Micro Machines, you guys.
Oh, so good.
I never had any. All right. This is not the podcast. This is just the intro, and it's going on for 45 minutes.
It's about average length.
So thank you, Kelly and Sarah.
Thank you.
You guys are great. Thank you. To all of you, I hope you are all safe. I hope you are all safe. And doing okay. And here is your latest episode of
180.
Oh my God, number 180. You guys, number 180. 180. We're doing a 180, and it's now a totally serious podcast, you guys. Totally boring and serious.
180.
180.
Thank you. You're listening to the show about talking deer and bathwax spears. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Greg, and I play Dew, and I harness the power of Blimp.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
He's almost here. Sorry, you just got yelled at.
Tell him he's 24 minutes late.
He is 24 minutes late.
You're 24 minutes late. They just told me to tell you you're 24 minutes late. That wasn't even me. That was them.
That was me.
Okay, now he's got a little fire under his butt.
Oh my gosh, look at him. Look at him. His ass is on fire. The flames, the anal flames, they're rising.
Ew. Anal flames. Oh my God. Are you going to start?
You have roll 20 open?
Oh.
Roll 20. Open it.
I have three roll 20s open. Let's
just good. Those ones. Perfect. Share it. Share your screen with Greg. We're ready to go. Here we go. This one just doesn't work as well. It's not as imperative.
Right.
It doesn't. It's not a call to action like this.
It's also very, long.
Oh, that was a long one. I mean, I have a long. Get out of here. I have a short one. This is the short one. But it's still not, it's not as good.
Correct.
Spanakopita.
Spanakopita.
Wait, where is it? Nope. Is it this?
Spanakopita.
There it is.
There it is.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice. We'll see how this goes. Gosh.
Loose Change Edition.
Where did it go? Come on. You found this file for me. Is this
this
a good
is
one?
Not it. No, no.
Oh, shit.
I did not find this.
Come on.
Terrible.
Don't you pin this on me.
Oh, my God. You guys don't even know. So, like,
I
know.
Going through all the
There's
sounds
some really bad ones.
It's terrible. It doesn't even...
Let me make sure.
You know what? I guarantee you no one would be able to guess the song based on hearing that file because it's completely incomprehensible.
All right, let's try
it. Can't...
Axl Rose.
No. It's not Axl Rose. Here we go. This is the file you sent me. All right, you ready?
When he talks.
Nope. Here we go.
Sorry, guys.
All right.
That's nope. The beginning.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Just enjoy it. I'm going up the river. Baby, don't you want to go? I'm going up the river. Baby, don't you want to go? I'm going to some place I've never been before. I'm going where the lizard folk poop tastes like poo. I'm going where the poop tastes like poo. We can jump in the water, be scared of going all the time. I'm gonna fly. Oh. This is really good. It's really good.
You can pretty much sing it. I don't know if they can. I can't even hear you. All right, let's see.
Fly over the forest, gotta get away. Gonna fly over the forest, got to get away. Gonna turn into a bird, you know I sure can't stay. That's Will, he turned into a bird.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, I did.
Oh, fuck. This is incomprehensible. USA. Oh, fuck. All right, I'm done. That's it.
I still don't know what's happening.
He loves this song so much, apparently, but doesn't know how it goes.
I love that song.
Oh, I think that was the recap.
That was it.
You guys.
Wait, what game are we playing?
That was a take on Going Up Country.
Yep.
By Canned Heat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful song.
Mm-hmm.
You all should listen to it in its actual form, not in this by bastardized...
Well, what else did you say? Was there more of an actual
not really. I mean, that's really all that happened.
I turned into a bird.
Up the river a little bit.
You guys tracked these lizard folk up the river.
Mm-hmm.
You and were following Brom.
Tastes like poop?
Well, you found a pile of poop, and there was a lot of jokes about licking
about
the poop.
That.
And yes. If Nick were there, yes. Rafina would have convinced Nick to lick the poop. But he's not there because
I remember that.
He died, guys. Do you remember? He got his head ripped off.
Nobody dies.
Nick died. And your cat died. Remember, your cat died?
Here's the thing, guys. Uh-oh. My husband had too many gins during the day since it's Christmas vacation.
Listen.
I am going to write a little note that says, move along. And I'm going to show it to him periodically.
All right. I'm going to assume that as they write it, they're going to shove it in my face. So, if you recall, Will turned into a bird. A red-winged blackbird, and flew over the forest. And he tracked down two different lizardfolk groups, one of whom had captured a live deer. And Dew and Rafina were very upset by this. They were like, if you're going to capture a deer, you're going to kill it. You're not going to just tie it to a stick and let it suffer.
Mm-hmm.
It was bleeding and crying and... heartstrings were tugged, mm-hmm. as I do. I'm just a manipulator of emotions. That's just my main skill here. And so a pitched battle ensued.
Mm.
The lizard pitched. Folk, yes, the lizard folk almost escaped back to that hole in the river.
Mm-hmm.
But the death was doled out evenly. All three of the lizard folk were defeated. The deer was freed. We found out Rafina could talk to animals, which is quite alarming to me as a DM, because we'll see how...
Wait, who'd she talk to?
The deer. She talked
to
the deer. Hi,
yeah,
I'm the deer.
That was awesome.
I'm the one that Rafina talked to. This was my voice. I think it was something like this. It was close enough. I don't really remember. That was weeks ago.
Yeah, it was something like that.
It was improvised. Eric was very surprised by this development in Rafina's abilities and is quite scared by what this might...
It's too bad you didn't ask for our cards or something.
Listen, I foolishly trust all of you to be very upfront in what you can accomplish, and I just trust you implicitly. What an idiot I am. So yeah, then you all really, you basically decided that the only way into the lizard folk lair was to jump into this river. There's a hole in the river.
Yeah.
You sent your skeleton cat in, who came back and said, hey, you guys can jump down here. It's fine. And you all did. Even Will. Guys, can you believe it? Even Will.
I don't think I ever specifically said that I jumped down.
But you totally did.
Because I'm pretty sure the last time what I asked was, can I swim? And then you said, I don't know. I guess we'll find out next time. That's what you said.
Kaploosh.
I should probably roll for swimming.
All right. So the rest of you have jumped into this hole in the river, and Will is left in the river. Go.
Oh, really?
There you are.
Can I roll for that?
Sure. It'd be an athletics check.
Oh, my gosh.
Is there Gaston on the roll 20?
Gaston? Are you talking about Braum? Is it some guy that's north of Vathwax icon?
Correct.
That's Braum.
Braum.
Gaston. Gaston.
He does eat 5 dozen eggs a day.
What?
Or whatever.
Okay, I was just curious. Move along. Moving along.
Moving along.
Okay. So roll an athletics check, Will, to see how well you swim down this hole.
Not well. Oh, it's a 6.
All right. Oh, no. I didn't make anybody else roll a check. So everybody else, you're fine. You swim under, and it's pretty quick. You just sort of, you jump down in, and there's this little sort of like dip in the water. There's this hole that you swim down into, and then you pop up, and you're able to breathe. There's just, you sort of go under where the bank is, and there's this air pocket that you come up into. Mm-hmm. Will, you come up spluttering, because you, for some reason...
That I made it?
Yeah, you made it.
Oh, yes!
You're awesome. Not dead.
Okay.
What if that killed you? What if that's what killed off Will Pompeian? You just tried to swim, you go back and forth, you drown, you're just left there.
Uh-huh.
Nope, you make it.
Okay, good.
So, yes, if you view roll 20, you're in this sort of short passageway. And before you, there's this large, stout wooden door that's closed. Otherwise, you're fine.
So it's a tiny passageway.
It's 10 foot across.
There's no water?
You swam up and you sort of came up through the water. Okay. And you're able to climb up onto this sort of dirt-packed tunnel. So you have to swim to get in there, but it's constructed in such a way that, you know, the tunnel itself is not filled with water. The surface of the water is behind you. You could, if you chose, jump back into the water and swim back out into the river if you'd like. There's nothing blocking your egress from this place.
Okay.
But this is, you think, where the lizard folk have been gone.
Okay.
And here you are.
Still wondering if I would have put if I would have put we're swimming with our packs and everything.
Wasn't much of a swim, just like under and back up. Sploosh.
Okay. And we're magically dry, right?
Nope. You are soaking wet.
Yeah.
Our stuff is wet.
I am mad.
I mean, it depends on how well sealed your pack is.
Will is mad as a wet hen.
Yes.
Mad as a wet Will.
So yes. Talk amongst yourselves. I'm not here. You're all here. Brahm's here. Hey, guys.
Oh, my God.
Here we are.
Ah, you're still here.
I'm in.
Who wants some gin?
No, I think I've had enough, says Braum.
Should we try opening the door?
Yeah, let's examine the door.
Maybe they have a secret knock. Yeah, let's look at the door.
You can look at the door?
It's not knock.
You don't see any lock?
Does it have a knocker on it?
Nope.
I'm just going to try to open it, like, quietly.
All right. Do quietly tries to open the door and succeeds. The door is unlocked. It swings open relatively quietly. It looks like it's mostly, it's not like these like metal hinges. It's like hempen rope and things like that that are supporting it. So there's not much to
otherwise
squeal.
Otherwise it could rust.
Right, exactly. None, doesn't sound like Bathwack lifting his hands above his head. I need to figure out how this works. Oh, here we go. And it reveals before you a passageway.
Ooh.
You can see that ahead about, differently from the way these maps usually work, these squares are 10 by 10.
Oh.
That's just the way the map was drawn.
Oh.
So 20 feet ahead, you see there's an opening that leads to your right, and then the passageway continues onwards.
Do is not terribly pleased because his primary weapon is a longbow, and that's not good for confined close quarter combat.
Nope.
So he's going to ready his mauls, maces, whatever I have, and creep around to peek around the corner.
All right. You peek around the corner, and you see this passageway opens up into a larger room, and you can hear speech. It sounds like people are conversing quietly in this room ahead.
Is Rafina really going that far forward?
Ooh, yeah. No, Rafina was just playing hopscotch with
because Dew was getting ready to grab her and pull her back.
Yeah,
you can hear voices speaking in a language you don't understand, Dew. Bathwack, if you're close, which it looks like you are, they are speaking in Draconic. So you would be able to understand it. You hear them...
They're so far away. Do you see this?
Oh, yeah. Alex...
So what did you say again? What did he say?
He asked what they were saying.
What are they saying?
You hear them, they're talking amongst each other, and they're saying, "Where's that hunting party? They should be back by now. The Chilcharaw's gonna be hungry, and he's gonna take it out on us if we don't have any food to give to him."
Alright, I'm gonna relay that quietly to Dew.
What?
Okay. Oh, crap. We're detected.
You're all detected.
Run alert!
I'm going to change myself to look like one of these lizard folk.
You actually did that before you jumped in last
time. I did? Mm-hmm. Oh, what? You remember that?
I do remember that.
Okay. I didn't remember that. Okay, good.
Yep.
Dew did not remember that and turns around and smashes Will in the face with his mace.
All right. Roll an attack roll.
40.
You hit.
That was attack and 400 damage.
All right.
Sorry,
anyway.
Will. Should we... Bathwack, can you sound like the lizard folk? Could you call out in Draconic, "Hey, we've got a deer. Come, just some of you over here and help us with it."
We need three or four of you to come help us carry this.
One it's a great time. Deer, and we want you to be surprised, so close your eyes until we tell you to open them.
Yeah, I can talk their language. I don't know if I could sound like them. What do you... I guess we have to try and find out. What does Bathwick think? Does he think he could sound like them?
I mean, you could certainly speak Draconic.
Maybe sort of mumble, like you're far away.
What's your performance bonus on your character sheet?
Not bad, yeah.
So you think you might do a decent job of sounding vaguely like a lizard folk person?
If they're talking, I'm going to whisper and say, "How many are there? Like, what's going on? How many people do you see, or bad guys?"
I think from where I am, I can see the two on the left-hand side.
Yeah, and you can hear some more voices, so you know there's more than two.
Because if they're speaking across the hall to the three on the north end, I could be like, "There's at least three. Probably more."
Because I could kind of disguise all of us a little bit, I think, as long as we're not stupid and give ourselves away as non-lizard folk, because I don't speak their language. But
I think only Bathwack speaks their language.
Right, but maybe we can all be like, mute lizard folk, except for Bathwack. You know? If we want to pass through and kind of see what's going on in this place before we just start attacking people and drawing more, and then we're overwhelmed and we get eaten by lizards in the middle of the forest, which is something that I never thought I would say in my life, says Will.
I will say that all of you get a sense just based on acoustics and just like intuition that this is a large area that you've stepped into. It's not like three rooms. It's big.
Yeah.
So, like, if we could just all get past this little entryway, there might be something to ourselves.
Maybe. Or draw, starting a fight right now, there might be lots and lots and lots more that might be coming to there.
That's why I said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured it probably wasn't just these five.
So what do you think? Like walking through here, basically, maybe hopefully unaccosted, and then walking out if there's like a million of them?
That's probably our best bet. Okay. Wish I'd paid attention in Draconic class.
You had Draconic class? What school did you go to? Did you have a scholarship? Did you have a desk?
Draconic High? I don't know. That's an idiotic answer.
Draconic High.
And you didn't pay attention to Draconic class? That's like the class. What were you doing? What a waste of tuition, you fucking idiot.
I wonder if the lizard folk know Orcish. And if I just mumble, will they not know that I'm not speaking Draconic?
Yeah, maybe not.
So wait, Will, can you disguise us all as lizard folk?
I can, but I think that some of our properties will remain kind of ridiculous, Bathwack. I stare up at him and at Dew, and I'm like, you guys are fucking huge weirdos, okay? So I don't know what I can do about that, but...
You actually think they might be closer to...
Oh, shit,
proportions. All
right, I'm a short weirdo now.
Down at Rafina.
Oh, shit. All right, Rafina,
that's more concerned.
Do you want to be my baby... Do you want to be my baby lizard folk or something?
You've also got Brom.
How does your spell work? If she rides on my shoulders, can she just be part of my disguise?
No, I don't think so. I can only basically turn you I can make you look like a lizard folk, but I can't like stretch you out or, you know, anything like that. I can make you seem 1 foot shorter or taller.
Oh, wow.
So I can make Rafina, how tall is she? Like 3 feet tall? I have no idea. How much?
Yep.
You're 3 feet tall. So a 4 foot tall lizard folk, and I am doing the math in my head really quickly. So they're taller than me by how much? Like,
I mean, on average, from what you've seen, they're, you know, at least 6 feet, if not taller.
6 feet.
6 to 7 feet.
Wait, but I'm 6 foot.
You'd be fine. You'd pass. Rafina,
Brom. All right. Okay, so I can stretch Brom out, and Rafina, I feel like Will's like, Rafina, we're going to have to make you into like an old Yoda figure.
Or a kid.
Or a kid.
Oh, baby Yoda.
That's what I just said, one.
What if we make her into the deer?
Oh, shit. I don't know if I can do that. It has to be humanoid, I think.
But they're expecting it to be alive still and suffering, so...
Oh,
yes, you are.
Good though.
Hey!
All of you are.
I can't change a target's body type, so you must choose a form that has same basic arrangement of limbs. It's not a range. If she's tied up, all right, Rafina, you're old. You want to be tied to a stick and led into this cave, or what?
I've always wanted that.
All right. I should have asked that. Do or Bathwack. Can one of you carry her around like she's your son or daughter? Who knows? Maybe they're woke in this cave. I'm guessing not, since that's usually used as an actual way to describe people who are not woke. So, who wants to have a child?
I can carry her.
All right. Who's good at pretending to be a dad? I hope it's you. Okay. And Rafina, can you pretend to be a child? Will's, like, getting desperate. Like, none of these people ever do this. Oh...
I will do my utmost, Will. Please don't worry.
Okay, so then as I'm going to cast Seeming.
Okay.
Seeming?
Seeming.
Seeming.
No!
Oh, ing.
Seeming.
Seemening.
Oh my god. Okay. What happens is So I cast the spell, and it's like that fine glitter, like smoky glitter-ish color, like
smoky
nail
glitter.
Polish. Mm-hmm. And it, like, but I'm like weaving my hands through the air in front of everyone as if I'm like primping them or something, like as if I'm dressing them in a costume. Mm-hmm. Like I'm making sewing motions and like
stitching and
trying
drawing
to, like,
up.
And like, you know, flicking back at their faces and trying to elongate them and stuff, you know, like I'm a costume designer or something, going around and dressing
makeup
everyone
artist
up.
Slash costume artist,
right? Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And with Rafina, I picture her going last because I'm like, I don't know what I'm really gonna do, and I try to picture what a lizard folk as a child might wear.
Okay,
you know,
yeah, sure.
Do I screw it up? I mean, do you want me to roll?
No, you're good. It's a spell. You're using a spell slot. Go for it.
Okay.
Does it apply to everyone? How does the spell work?
It applies to up to any number of creatures that I can see within range.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's...
I changed the lizard folk into people. It's all confusing.
Oh, no!
It's perfect!
What is wrong with us? Look at our scaleless, skinful bodies. All right. Okay, cool.
It worked!
All right, and so what exactly... So Rafina looks like a lizard folk kid?
Yeah,
like... Same with Braum?
It says I can change the weapons even. I'm going to change her weapon into like a slingshot.
Okay.
It says that I can... Yeah, affects clothing, armor, weapons, and equipment. So I'm going to like make Rafina, if she holds her weapon out, it'll look like a slingshot, like a kid would have.
Sure. Okay.
And that's what I got.
All right. You guys all...
I stretch Braum as much as I can. I guess I alter my height a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys all look like lizard folk. You look like
a
group of you just jumped into the river and swam up and are ready to pass.
Okay. All right. Bathwack, you're going to have to talk for all of us. Can you do that?
Yeah, so what's your goal? Are you trying to go through this room or past this room?
I think we should start with past.
Okay. Sure.
All right.
So that we don't immediately have to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
All right.
Should we tell them that if they ask, that the other group is behind us?
Yeah. Yes.
That they have a gear or something?
And you should be point person.
For sure.
Since you can talk. Since you can speak to them.
Okay. All right. So you all head past this doorway towards this room full of lizard folk soldiers. And continue down the passageway. The two that are in view turn to look at you. As you pass by, they look tired and gaunt.
Aww.
And don't seem to really take much interest in you. It seems like your disguise has worked. Aww. They're certainly not alarmed. And they don't even question what you're doing or... You know, where you're going. So you make your way past this doorway, and you don't have to answer any questions, Bathwack, and you're past.
Sweet.
Great.
So you continue down this passageway.
And we all notice that they look tired and gaunt, or just a couple of us? Okay.
Yeah. If you're looking, I'll leave it up to you and your characters whether you would be looking at them or trying
to... I apparently left my son behind.
Bye.
I'm here!
And you get to a T intersection. The passageway continues both ways. It sort of bends away to your right as well as to your left. And there's also a door kind of ahead, sort of slightly jog to the left. You see another stout wooden door.
But the same as the last door, not ornamental or anything like that?
Correct.
I have a question.
Yes.
About my seeming spell.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say anything about where I have to be. Like, so it says the range is 30 feet, but I'm assuming that's when I cast it.
Correct.
So then it lasts for 8 hours, even if I run a mile away from them.
Correct.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yep.
Not actually because I'm planning on running away.
And you guys don't see Will anymore.
That's not what I actually...
Will, what would you like to do in Tivoli right now?
Yes, I'm home! Oh my gosh.
No, you're in Vallaki.
Oh, damn.
Still better, right?
Stuck. All right, cool. Sorry, I just wanted to make sure that we could split off and it wouldn't just ruin the illusion.
Yes, you don't have to stay near Will. You can... Yes, and Will, I'm assuming you would communicate. Maybe you wouldn't.
Yes. What? That they
that
can...
it lasts for 8 hours.
Shoot. Oh.
Hold on. And we're missing NPCs. Did we dump them somewhere?
Which ones?
Oh, Braum.
There's also Skeleton Cat and Captain Clockface. Captain Clockface.
And Arena. Who's seen her lately?
You could have transformed Captain Clockface.
I'll transform everybody.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. The cat, okay. I mean...
Oh, can we tuck the cat in a bag? In
the
a
cat's
terrarium,
pretty small.
JK. Oh, yeah. Terrarium.
You could mask the cat. You can...
But the lanky packs are really big.
Yeah.
The cat can fit into a lanky pack.
And it's truly the cat, what it's designed
the skeleton
for.
Cat's in there, and it's like, this bag is made of someone who did not save me from death when I was a real cat.
It's made of Lank. I didn't realize Rafina made it out of Lank.
Oh, totally. Rafina skinned Lank down to the bone.
Ew.
It's getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
I'll bet it doesn't sound so bad that I'm making the cat a little rabbit skin suit.
No. Nope.
It's still bad. All right.
I imagine that Rafina has this case, that like a briefcase, and it flips open. Mm-hmm. And inside, there are these little indentations in all the different shapes of all the cat's bones. And she just like disassembles the cat. Puts it in the case, and then like reassembles it later.
Oh my gosh. I love that.
It's like perfectly cut foam inserts or whatever. Yeah.
The action movie where the guy opens the case and is assembling a sniper rifle.
Exactly.
It's yep. Like, all right, it's time for the cat.
A special little compartment for the cat oil to make sure it's all functioning properly.
I love that idea. Perfect. Oh my gosh.
So yeah, the cat is stowed.
Okay.
Captain Clockface has been transformed into a lizard child as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, your presence was not questioned.
Okay.
And so here you are. You have a choice. Does everybody go a completely separate direction? Does everybody stay together?
Split up, guys.
Do you not set a watch? I just need to know.
Mm-hmm. Since only one of us knows how to speak Draconic,
yeah.
Should we check the door?
Oh, which door?
Sure.
Oh, is it across the way? Okay, okay. Yeah.
I will watch the west hallway.
Okay.
I'll all watch right. behind us.
I'll approach the door. Hey, so if this room is teeming with guys, should I just close the door and walk the other way?
Probably yes.
Should I say, well, we'll see what I say.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Okay. Do you open the door?
Is anyone watching the east hallway?
I was just going to say, do we want to get a watch on the other side of the door?
Okay, I will, says Brom, and he moves up to the east hallway.
I'm watching the back.
All right. Do you try to open the door?
Is there any obvious lock or anything like that?
No, nothing obvious.
Nothing obvious?
Nope.
I better take my time for a minute. Can I just, inspect the door? I don't know.
Sure, give me an investigation check.
Oh, I think I'm really good at that. Nope. 15.
Okay. No sign of traps. This doesn't look like a security door at all. Just looks like a functional, like, doorway. I will mention, just in general, since you're now well within this place, this lair, if you will, these hallways you're walking through, they're sort of well-constructed, yet still rough. They're dirt-packed. Sort of tunnels that you're moving through. It's not packed. Each of these hallways is 10 feet wide and it looks well traversed. Don't feel like you're at risk of anything sort of collapsing on you or anything like that. But that being said, it is still dirt packed. It's not these rough. There's no like stonework or anything like that. These aren't like fine mahogany hallways or anything like that. There's no tapestries, at least so far from what you've seen. It's all very. It's like a warren, if you will. It's dug okay. into the earth. But this door here, it seems functional, but it does not seem like, again, like a security means. It just seems like a way to separate whatever room is beyond from this hallway that you're in. You don't see any locks or anything like that.
Hmm. All right. I'll glance behind me at Dew and Brom, and then I'll gently push open the door.
Okay.
I want to say that I might be casting a spell at some point relatively soon,
okay.
But for flavor, because I'm in this back hallway
yep.
and I'm close to these guys,
uh-huh.
I want to say that I'm starting to feel as though I almost could understand what they're saying. Just because, like, not that I can,
okay.
but that's my flavor for this spell, which I've never cast before. I didn't have it before it turned into a sorcerer.
Oh,
so I have the comprehend languages spell now. So, like, I'm saying that's how it's like flavorfully
okay. got it
developing. Okay,
cool. We'll get there. Tell me when you're ready.
Okay, I just don't know. It only lasts for an hour.
Tell me when you're ready.
Okay.
All right.
I will tell you.
You're not ready yet.
I'm not ready.
All right, Bathwack, you open the door. And beyond, it opens up on this long, large room, which I'll do here in roll 20 now. Several long wooden tables are placed end to end in the center of the hall, with wooden benches running along each side. At the south end of the tables is a large wooden chair. There's four slightly smaller chairs that flank it, two on each side facing the table. And in general, you get a sense that this room is relatively disused. Doesn't seem like there's been anybody in here of late. This art displays all these place settings that is not accurate.
There's maybe
a few plates and cups here and there, but this does not look like it's ready to be used or has been used any time recently. It's sort of dusty and dank and musty. There's nobody in here. You do see a door at the far end of the hall, just at the opposite end from where you're standing. But otherwise, yeah, it seems like at once was used as a banquet hall, but not anytime recently and not anytime soon, unless there's people about to come swarming in here and ready to really clean up the place.
Okay.
All right. I assume maybe the door is still open. I'll gesture to everyone back in the hall to come in.
Do nods and waits for Will and Rafina to proceed down.
Yeah, I'll
go. Aren't I sit on your shoulder?
Yes, you may sit on.
Yeah, you just haven't moved your icon. I think that's why okay. he was. No, I'm just saying. I think
I
that's why he.
That. We were even on it.
Yeah, I think he's just asked. Yeah. That's why he's asking.
Yep.
That's even better. That way, when we're standing watch, we can face
different
opposite
ways.
Directions.
There we go.
Nice.
So yeah, in this room, at least. Obvious exits, there's the one you came in from, and then the one all the way at the south end of the room at the far end of the tables.
Right. Is Brom coming behind me?
Yeah, Brom's coming in.
All right.
Will, how long does this last, this disguise?
I know, but would it... Oh. 8 hours, according to the spell
would,
card.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
you
I would say like a few
time.
Hours. Yeah, we have time. We have plenty of time.
Okay.
As long as we don't, like, what, it's probably like me... dying, that would make the spell not work anymore. Let's see, where does it say? It says, if a creature can use its action to inspect a target and make an intelligence check against your spell save DC, if it succeeds, it becomes aware that the target is disguised.
Yeah, it's just a visual illusion. So it could be...
So the spell lasts for the duration unless you use your action to dismiss it sooner.
Right, you can
That's a pretty sweet spell. But no wonder it's one of my higher level spells. Sweet. All right, yeah, so you're good. Don't worry. We're good as long as we get out of here before, like, the end of the day. You know what I mean? Let's not spend too long in this cave.
It's a fifth level spell, guys.
What?
It's a fifth level spell,
well,
guys.
Right. You know, so as long as we don't spend too much time in this cave, we're good.
Do nods. Keep going, I would say.
Yeah, what?
Which way do we go?
Yeah.
Says Brom.
Down to this other door.
Is this fan like how? What does the table look like? I want to look at the table.
The table is rough hewn wood.
Okay.
I mean, it's you wouldn't call it fancy, Will, but I mean, in terms of the sort of environs that you find yourself in, I mean, it's well crafted.
And there are no utensils. You said nothing.
I mean, there's stuff scattered here and there. It's not set to be. For each place to have someone sitting at. Exudes an air of disuse.
I'm going to say something to, like, whoever... I realize my icon's at the back now, but whoever would have been close by... Maybe it's just Brom.
It's Brom.
I'm going to say something like... It's kind of weird, right? Like a whole dining hall for these lizard guys. And they looked shitty. Did anyone notice that? Did anyone notice that?
They looked hungry.
Right? Oh, man. They're going to eat us.
So.
Yeah. Can we count the place settings? Count the, like, how many lizard folk could sit here, do you think?
Oh, looks like six to a table?
Yeah, I mean, you can, you could do...
Except for the end.
You could kind of do the math, and the place settings that are in the art in the map would be roughly accurate. So it's, what, 24, 20, 29, 30-ish people?
It looks like there's a... distinguished place at the head of the table and four other special places.
Yeah, maybe like four The one main head of the table. Yeah, exactly. Why am I repeating what Bathwack's saying?
He's
yes,
questioning.
Accurate. No, I'm confirming what you're saying. Yes. Okay. One main head of the table for special seats, and then, you know, benches for the rest. Again, still all, you know, nice places to eat.
So, guys, do lizard folk eat all together like a family? Is that like a lizard folk thing? Or could they come in shifts?
Family
like,
style.
Do we think that this is the number of lizard folk that live here? Because in that case, I'm not scared. But if you think they take it in shifts and there's multiple, like multiple sets of 25, 30 guys, what's, you know what I mean? What do you guys know about lizard folk?
Brom would be the only one who would have any way of knowing.
What do you know about lizard folk, Brom?
They come and they take our stuff and they kill us.
They kill you too, huh?
When we try to fight them, yeah. I don't know very much about their dining habits.
Okay.
Have you ever gotten a good look at them? The ones out front seem sort of scraggly and defeated. Excuse me, scraggly and defeated. Is that typical? Do they usually look emaciated?
Thinking back? I guess I could roll an NPC intelligence check. Yeah, I mean, I suppose that could potentially be the case. We hadn't really been paying attention to, you know, their, you know,
well, not
how much vitamins they were getting, but maybe.
All right.
This is a strange mission we're on.
Yeah.
Is there anything on the walls, or are they just mud?
They're dirt walls. I mean, you see some cloth banners hung on flanking the main chair at the head of the table with crocodile heads on them.
Crocodile. You said there's absolutely no food on those plates?
No.
On the ones on the sides, the sideboards?
There's no food in here. Definitely
absolutely no
food. Is there anything under the table?
That's where I'm going. I'm going under the table.
Yeah, I mean, you find some cutlery, some spare discarded things like that, but nothing of value.
Under the table?
Yeah, I mean, it's
they keep their spare cutlery under the table.
It's not stored there. Maybe a fork or a knife or a spoon had been dropped haphazardly. Again, still giving you that same sense of disuse.
I would have Nick lick this, too. Right. I miss him.
Nick is not there and is not licked.
I'm going to look at the ceiling and realize there's no beams or anything, huh? Is it just dirt? Mm-hmm. And Will's suddenly going to be like, wait a second, you guys. These people probably don't hire, like, architects.
Is this on the code?
Is this safe? I highly doubt it. Let's leave.
Roll a claustrophobia check.
Oh, shit.
I'm kidding.
Here we go. 8. Right. I don't know what to
you
add.
You fail. You're scared.
I'm scared. I give up. Yeah, Will is nervously looking at the walls.
It doesn't look new.
It doesn't look new.
No.
That's worse, probably.
I mean,
you
guys, it depends.
Maybe you can stand up to the river.
We're at the end of this tunnel's lifespan. It's obviously old.
We are way past warranty.
Oh, crap. All right, let's open this door. Get it over with. It's probably the kitchen, right? If they're civilized at all, the kitchen would be connected to the dining room at the back. So the servants can serve
everything.
There's just going to be piles of deer limbs back here. All right, let's open the door.
Okay.
But is everyone okay with that?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to open the door.
The door is unlocked. It's similar to the door at the other end of the room in that it doesn't seem to be a security means, more just a means of separation. And it opens up onto a hallway stretching to the left and to the right.
Ooh.
If you look to the right, it sort of bends away from you and out of view. If you look to the left, it ends in another wooden door.
Well, this is interesting.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've seen 5 of them so far?
Yeah.
And nobody else. I mean, there would have been more, but the hunting party was 3. We're not meeting with large numbers here.
So, I mean, how much you want to bet that that door, I say, and I point to the door that we can see on the screen, leads to some kind of, like, kitchen area, or do lizard folk not cook? Guys, I know nothing about lizard folk. Help.
I think that lizard folk tend to prepare their food in the east, so let's go over here.
Dude just sort of looks back at his son like, what?
Like, obviously, if this is the kitchen, there's going to be no one in it. So let's just check it out. Go and check it out, guys. Go.
Agreed.
Okay. Do you check out the
I'm
door?
I'm going to quietly open the door.
I stand far back. I'm telling them to go check it out.
All right. I'm going to be a nice person and tell you that as you get close to this door, you definitely hear sound behind the door.
Ooh.
Sound.
Sound.
Do signals for Bathwack and Rafina to listen.
Sound.
All right.
All right. Can I understand anything? Is it speech? Is it speech?
Everybody who's close to the door, give me a perception check.
It's not a bad perception check.
All right.
17.
11.
Rafina?
Yeah, 17.
Okay.
Like father, like son.
All of you can tell that it sounds like people fighting.
Ooh.
Specifically to father and son, Dew and Rafina. You guys confer and have a bonding moment and can tell it sounds like specifically clashing of metal against wood.
Hmm.
Like a fight going on.
Huh.
But it also sounds like a lot of individuals.
Hmm.
You don't hear much in terms of discussion. You hear some yells and grunts and that kind of thing.
Wonder if they're practicing.
I think they are practicing.
Can I crack the door open and try to peek through?
You may.
I'm good at that.
They're warming up.
Bathwack backed up to where I am and I say, what are you doing running away like a coward? No tavern owner of mine is going to do that.
I'm protecting you, Will.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's right. Good. Stay right there.
Built an excuse from this day forward.
Brom says, why are you being so mean to him?
What? Who are you? Who the fuck are you, Brom?
Who are you?
He hangs his lizard head.
That's literally what I say.
I
Who the
you.
Fuck are you, NPC?
Echoing through the cavern. Who the fuck are you? Are you? Are you?
All right.
Water starts to drip from the ceiling.
My rudeness has destroyed the lizard folk dead.
You succeed. You all die. Chiltera's dead.
We succeeded, though. We did it.
Yep, you did
yes.
it.
Yes, nice.
Brom, give
Wait,
me it.
Wait, is it
Brom.
Instantaneous that we're given the blessing of breathing underwater? Because that's going to be important.
Do give me a stealth check.
That I can do. Do can do that.
Do can do it.
Do can do.
That is a total of 20.
Oh, that's good. All right. So you crack the door. You crack it. It makes not a sound. And it's just you barely open a crack. And immediately before you, you see a lizard folk person facing away from you. He's shaking his sword in the air and yelling. Looks like he's encouraging some people.
Hmm.
He does not notice you, but it looks like his attention is drawn. And when you open the door, the sounds get larder.
Larder.
Louder.
Larder.
The sounds, larder.
The sounds
just like
get larger.
Big
Your ears
fat sounds.
Are filled by this sound. And you can tell there's a lot more people. And it does sound like swords and shields and things like that and punches and whatnot in the room beyond. But you feel that
if
you were...
Is it any clearer to me whether this is practice or legit fighting?
No, it is not any clearer to you. This person, this lizard folk you're looking at, does not seem like they're doing anything to join in. They seem like they're having a good time.
Hmm.
You feel okay. like if you open the door anymore, you'd probably gain at least their attention, if not potentially more of the people in this room.
I'm not even going to close the door. I'm just going to walk away from it so that they don't see movement.
Cool.
Of the door.
All right. Yeah, with your 20, you're able to do so without making any further noise.
I relay what I saw, heard. Maybe we see what's down the other end of the hall.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I don't want to go in the middle of a fight.
Hey, son! Get your ass over here!
Oh, I keep forgetting to move my person. Sorry.
Should I give you control over your son's token?
Yeah, really?
Sure, go for it.
Can I still move me too? Okay, good.
I can't move you yet.
I'll give you control. If you are actually on Dew's shoulder, I think it probably makes sense. There you go. All right. So, yes. Is that where everybody's going? Are you heading up down this
yeah.
hallway?
For now, yes, for sure.
Okay. So it bends a little bit to your right, and then it opens up into a larger sort of area. You see these large double doors, these double wooden doors to your left, but the hallway also Ooh. Continues on further towards the east.
So we've got choices.
Wow, lots of choices.
I think we should probably check this door.
You guys love these doors. They're like,
yeah,
door?
That's
I'm checking
a really
it.
Big set of doors.
Yeah, like, can we hear anything beyond this one? Because that's a little scary. What if there's a big giant monster behind there, Will says?
Well, good for you for checking without me having to tell you.
Big
Why don't you
giant
give me
door.
A perception check.
All right, perception.
Is that an option for all of us or just Will?
Whoever wants to.
That is an 18.
That is a 3. I think I tripped over my child.
on your shoulders? That's pretty impressive.
Well, she's now high enough. She banged her head on the ceiling, so I sort of stumbled. Yep. Then she fell before me. Then I tripped over her. It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
Ow!
We all laugh. We get discovered. Oh, man, it was too funny. Yeah. Perfect for the laugh.
The lizard folk laugh. Where Rafina hit her head on the ceiling, starts gushing water, we all drown.
Alright, so someone said 3, what did you say?
I said 18.
Is anybody else listening at
it's
the door?
18, sorry, 18.
I'm too high up in the air.
I'm there, so I probably should.
Do it.
Ooh, 20.
Nice.
Alright. So, Will and Batwack, you hear through the door very faintly what sounds like laughing.
Oh.
High-pitched laughing.
Like one Weird. Voice or lots of voices laughing?
It's hard to say. It's too far away.
Well, that's creepy. Nobody wants to go near laughter in a cave. Nobody could be laughing in a cave that is sane. We need to walk away from this door. Right? Fuck. What are we
because
here for?
Of laughter?
Yes!
Is it happy laughter? Maniacal laughter?
Is it happy or maniacal?
If you had to classify it as happy or maniacal, you would say happy.
It's happy. See, nobody can be happy in a cave, dude. Listen, let me teach you something.
Yeah, that's weird.
You giant man. If somebody is laughing in a cave, that is dangerous to approach. That's what I've always said in my life. You know what I'm saying? Everyone else knows what I'm saying.
Maybe this is the nursery.
What? What the fuck does that mean?
Oh.
Why do you think it's a double door?
Yes.
Is that significant?
It's a nebula.
Oh, it means there's a big giant monster behind there that's laughing, and it's going to eat us, probably.
Would you rather continue down the hallway?
I mean, it'll still be here. We could keep going.
They probably will stop laughing if we open the door, so we shouldn't open it.
Fair enough. Come, child.
Onward, moving along. Giddy up!
Daddy. Actually, more here, I'm not just going to walk right in front of this open... Well, that didn't help at all.
All right. So you ignore the double doors and the laughing, the happy laugher,
oh
laughter.
Oh, gosh.
You can go left or right at this sort of fork.
Should we head around to the left?
Yeah. Maybe there's another way into that room. Maybe we can find out what's going on.
Okay. So you wrap around to the left. To your right, as you sort of round the corner, you see another wooden door. And then the hallway continues onwards past that door.
I am going to try to listen at the door.
Good job, guys. Ooh. I've trained you well. All right.
That is a 16.
That's an 8.
Okay. You hear nothing at the door. It sounds silent.
Then I shall try to open it quietly.
Okay, give me a stealth check.
18.
So you swing this door open. It's pretty clear that there's nobody inside. Within, hanging from hooks set into the ceiling are six carcasses of various shapes and sizes.
Ew.
Against the south wall are four open barrels and a lidless wicker basket.
Aww.
Against the west wall, which you are on, are three... You're on the east wall. Against the west wall are three clay jars, a wooden chest, and a sealed barrel. Against the east wall, which you are on, is a large wooden cage in which squawk a dozen irritable waterfowl.
Is this a person's irritable body? What is this?
On the table?
No, up here. It looks like a dead guy.
In the corner there, Do you want to investigate it?
It does look like a dead guy.
Is Brom coming? That you say that. Is he still behind
us?
Oh,
yeah, Brom's coming. Sorry.
I just want to make sure. I am only... Not because... I just want to check and make sure he's not... falling behind. I would be looking back where he's going.
Yeah, that's fine. You're fine to check. He's
right.
With you.
Okay.
But you can update me and remind me of that because I'm managing multiple things.
Okay.
Yeah, if you check out this thing in the corner, it is the carcass of an adult male hobgoblin.
Ew. Is there food in here? Are these real depictions? There's like fish?
Mm-hmm. There's there's a shark.
Oh my god.
Uh-huh. A giant luminescent lobster is on the table.
It is a luminescent lobster, I was going to say.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I love it.
So this is fresh food?
Some of it's fresh, some of it is less
okay,
so.
Okay, but it's food that's not, like, ancient and disgusting like
yes,
the wedding cake.
Yes, none of it. It's not like the wedding cake in
all right, what's
Raven
the food
Loft?
Situation?
This is what
is
pantry.
Is that pickles? Can I take a pickle? What's the pickle situation?
What's
you a pickle? Take a
pickle.
I want to look at what the pickles look like. These look like pickles.
You won't eat the good berries, but you will eat a lizard pickle.
So,
the
south wall has four open barrels. One of what one
the barrels.
One contains apples. One contains pears. One contains mixed nuts. And one contains the carcass of a giant constrictor snake pickled in brine.
Ew.
Oh my god, I'm like, you guys? Do you guys eat snake?
No.
Bathwack does.
No, but
doesn't
I eat mixed nuts.
I like how we've broken into somebody's fortress and is like, look at this thing here. Obviously one of you must be responsible. Which one of you eats the pickled snake?
Will's just trying to see how weird he is. Like, that can't be right in the rest of the world, right? Nobody eats a big giant snake pickled in a barrel, right? All right, you eat mixed nuts, I throw a nut at Rafina. It's the first time I've thrown a nut at anything at anybody.
Okay. Rafina, give me.
I open my mouth
yep.
and I catch
not,
it.
Not
no,
like
give me a dexterity check, Rafina.
I'm trying to toss it to her.
I'm doing it. Yeah, but I'm up in the air.
Oh, she's up in the air. Yeah, I still do it.
Yep, it's do sun.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you say, dexterity?
Yes, please.
Oop. 13.
Oh, say that again.
13.
Oh, 13.
13.
Yeah, it's like
all
garbly.
Glitchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you catch it in your mouth.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Should they quit and join again?
So good for Nintendo for knowing how to market the same stuff back to us.
It worked,
forever.
But it was still games that were 30 years old and terrible.
Some of them are good. Bubble Bobble, best game ever. Bubble Bobble!
All right.
Nobody knows Bubble Bobble. It's the best.
Anything
I remember
Kirby.
Bubble Bobble, but I never played it.
Oh, I loved Bubble Bobble. Burble, burble.
Burble, burble.
It's because I was thinking of Kirby, and I said Burby. Burble,
yeah,
bobble.
Burby, boo, boo.
The NES Classic was 98.5% nostalgia-fueled. It was...
Yeah.
Nostalgia is such a big seller. Yeah.
It's true.
All right, what were you doing? Oh, yeah, we were in this room with... mixed nuts and
pickles. And we all do it. It wasn't like a mystery.
Oh,
we're all like, they're selling this back to us.
Uh-huh.
We all, we have our old Nintendo.
We're in on it.
Yeah. It's like, we want to pay you to give us the same thing again.
Yeah.
Please.
It's like, when we got the Switch, For my birthday, I got a copy of Katamari Damacy that they had released for the Switch.
Re-roll.
And it had been, you know, for a place. Yeah, they call it the re-roll. And it was originally for PlayStation 2. And it was exactly the same. It was exactly the same. Which made me happy. I could not have been happier.
Yep, exactly. You'd be mad if it
weren't. Amazing to me, though, that that's like what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. In so many ways, I feel like we're back in Castle Ravenloft.
Yep, you're back. But that's not what these doors sound like. It's just my favorite door sound of all time.
Okay.
No, you're in this room with barrels full of mixed nuts and pickled boa constrictors and live waterfowl.
So I threw the nut right into her mouth.
Yep.
I'm impressed.
You got it.
That's amazing. Crunch. I hold my hands out like, what?
Was it a Brazil nut?
That was awesome. Oh, God. I hope not. I'm choking her. Was it open already?
Nope.
It's just huge.
It's the biggest. Crunch! Crunch!
I just look around the room like, how'd she do that?
You just swallowed whole, right?
Well, actually, I did choke. I'm dead.
Oh, poor Rafina.
It would have been funnier if Will had just been, like, looking around like, how awesome was that? How am I so great? Like, completely cutting Rafina out of it.
Did you guys see what I and I alone did?
Okay, so what are these? Bags of flour? What are these? Sacks of rice? What is this?
What are you pointing at? The west wall.
The west wall.
There's a chest, you said.
Yeah, there's three large clay jars, a wooden chest, and a sealed barrel. The three jars are filled with light, edible oil. You open the chest, it's full of wild herbs.
Mm.
And the sealed barrel is full of salt.
Ooh.
I'm taking little vials of both of those things.
Okay, there you go. Vials of herbs and salt.
And so what was this again? It was pickles, nuts, a snake, and what?
Apples, pears, mixed nuts, and a pickled giant constrictor snake.
Mm. All right, hey, Brom. Hmm. Are there these fucking huge snakes? I don't think I've ever seen a snake like this. They don't have these in Buffalo. Are these fucking snakes just hanging out in your forests? Where do you live? This is sick.
They're in the woods. Oh, you gotta watch out.
They're in the woods? They're not in the water?
Both.
Oh my God, we just swam in that water.
Do we know that it's dead?
Yeah.
I hope so.
It'd be very surprising if it weren't
dead. I was
just
wondering if Rafina said that out loud, because that was my response. I hope so.
I did say that out loud.
All right, put the cover on. Is there a cover for this barrel?
Nope.
Whoa. All right, put the shark in the barrel. The shark will fight the snake. And that will solve the problem. Put Bathwack in the barrel with a shark and a snake.
Carefully work out the order at which you should put the animals in the barrel. So that only one animal is left at the end.
Yes, it's a very convoluted logic puzzle for no reason.
I'm going to go search the hobgoblin body.
Okay. Yeah, it looks
I'm
like
gonna it. Listen at the north door.
Okay. Bathwack searches the hobgoblin. You find an old rusty dagger, not much else of use. Whether he had something on him or not, it's not there anymore, so it had been stripped off of him, if so. Give me a perception check.
14.
14. You hear a low, unintelligible conversation coming from the north door.
I gestured to Bathwack to come over to the north door.
All right. I'll listen.
All right. You hear a low conversation in Draconic between multiple people. It's hard to say exactly how many. They sound just sort of comfortable. You know, again, they're not warring or fighting or anything like that. They're saying, did you hear that there was a raid on an airship? And the families of them, Chiltura devoured their children. Can you believe? That's terrible.
So it sounds like they're upset that we were attacked?
No, they're upset that Chiltura ate the families of the people who failed to take down the airship, right?
Oh, yeah. Right. Yes, he did threaten to do that. I remember that being said.
So, wow, this is, like, really bad for these...
Because I was about ready to open the door and be like, hey! We're here to help.
It sounds like maybe if we can get rid of Chiltera without getting their attention, they might be happy about it.
Yeah. I kind of wish we could, like, you know, stir them up into rebellion against this dumbass. We haven't even met. Wait, you know what? What am I talking about? Chiltera could be like 1,000 pounds and like 18 feet tall. I don't know what I'm saying. Don't listen to Will, guys. Don't listen to me. Never mind what I said. Let's just...
I mean, then again, maybe he can sit at the head of the table. So maybe he's not that big.
Or maybe that's the people that sit there are just his second and third and fourth and whatever, however many chairs there were there.
Second, third, and fourth dinners.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, no.
I think each chair is probably for one of his tentacles.
Oh, he's a tentacle guy?
The whole table's for him.
We need to know, like, I think we still need to know how many guys are in this cave or whatever you'd call it, underground, horrible place.
Do we have any sense from listening through this door how many people are in this room?
At least two.
More than two.
And we still look like lizard folks.
Yes.
All right. Let's go look at some other rooms.
Yeah, or, I mean, we could try to talk to them, but that could backfire.
Right.
Yeah, because you could try to talk to them and we could just stand there nodding.
Yeah.
Let's put together a system where we can get a symbol from Bathwack that tells us we should stop nodding and instead shake our heads.
You know what? I have a system, if we're actually talking about this. I do have an idea. If we wanted to do that, okay, Bathwack, you are the king guy, right? You know, remember that? Remember when that happened in the Amber Temple, Bathwack? Something about the kingmaker. Remember that? I started rustling through my bag for the crown. It's fucking here somewhere. Anyway, why don't you work on your rousing speeches and we could all go in there and be like, we're a group of lizard folk that live two counties over and we killed the Chiltera of our county and we're here to help you. You know what I'm saying? Something like that, Bathwack. And if you're saying that speech, I can send a message to you. You can message me back silently and you can tell me what they're saying and then we can know whether we should nod or shake our heads. That might work.
Maybe we should go look at some of the other rooms first.
Love the ideas that are being tossed out here. However,
I wish more of us could speak. I don't know. Will, do you understand what they're saying, or can you? I don't know. Does anyone else speak? I mean, does anyone else speak Draconic? Or anyone else have an ability to speak?
I know how to read a couple words in Draconic. Let's see. I'm gonna stand at the door and see. Like I was having that weird feeling before that maybe I could kind of understand them, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna try again. But I don't think it's gonna work yet. It only lasts for an hour, so that's my flavor. But like, if I cast it now and then we take another hour down here, I won't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna say like maybe I could understand, but I don't know.
We could just send Bathwack in there.
Yeah, I'll have a good private conversation with them. But like, yeah, these guys outside, they're the ones who failed to get the deer.
Jerk.
All right, Bathwack, you do that, and I'm going to turn you into something. Something.
Something. Just leave it vague.
Presumably, well, there was that. We came in this room because we turned left at that intersection. If we had gone right, there was another hallway off to the left. There may be another way into that room that we might get a better sense of how many people are in there.
I mean, I could also try to pretend like I don't know, I could have a conversation with them, like, I could act terrified, like Chilteraz asked to see me. How do I, where do I go?
Ooh.
I've never talked to him before.
That's risky. Maybe everyone knows, and they would be suspicious. Hey,
but Rafina, it's risky, but it's also Bathwack, and if he gets hurt...
It's an acceptable risk.
It's
acceptable risk, yeah. Right, Bathwack? You wouldn't mind if we ran away if you got hurt. He's being quiet, you guys. When he does that, he freaks me out.
You know what? I don't know. I mean, or maybe we should save this for when we're sure that the lizard folk we're talking to are backed into a corner. Like, that they're not going to be able to escape other than by going through us.
Okay.
I just have
this explore a bit more.
Sense. Yes, I have this sense that there's a lot more to see. I don't know why I have this sense. It has nothing to do with how much I can scroll. But I think we should look around a little more.
All right. I'm fine with that. Let's go. So are we not going through this door, that we're going back out into the hallway?
Yeah, where are we going, says Brom?
We're off to see Chiltira.
What if we go up and see if we can at least figure out where this stuff loops? Because presumably these hallways meet up at some point.
Yeah.
So we'll go, like, north and west?
Yeah, go north and west, yeah.
So back the way you came, not towards the double doors, but up another hallway.
We all get wedged there in the...
So you reach another intersection.
Oh, God.
To your left, there's another door,
wooden
door. Oh,
that's got to be the same room, though.
And then you
see
sort
of... I'm
going to
go listen to see if I hear the same people.
I'm
going to realize that's idiotic because only Bathwack would be able to tell
you can't understand.
The same
you can't understand the speech. You do hear people talking there at the door, and it sounds similar to the sounds you were hearing at the other door.
Mm. All right.
Okay, so that's probably the same room. Keep going north.
Here we go. Yeah, go north.
Okay.
And west again?
You go north and get to a four-way.
Let's wait and see what's here.
X-shaped intersection, basically. And you see sort
of... I can
of,
creep up to this corner since it's 10 feet away.
Yeah, you creep up sort of the north western hallway, and you get to another split, one of which reaches a door. The other one is a hallway. You see a door to the southeast, and then there's hallways or passageways, tunnels to the north.
So I don't have a great sense, but I think that if we go east here, there doesn't seem to be a way out.
Must just be a room.
Unless it goes down or up, like this sort of abuts the room.
So go check out this door.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going southeast at this four-way intersection?
Yes.
Okay.
And to describe this map to the viewers, it's like an anthill almost, like an ant colony
or
something.
Yeah, it's like an anthill.
There's so many little paths just because...
And lots of different pathways and passages
crazy.
And doors and whatnot. You're currently up against a another wooden door. Anybody who's listening, please give me a perception check.
Are we up there? Do you?
We are. And there we... Well, I don't know if both of us, but... I rolled a 17.
14.
I rolled a 6.
Okay. None of you hear anything.
Oh.
I will gently open the door.
Okay. Give me a stealth check.
That is a 22.
All right. Stealthily, you open the door, you slip in, and the room is empty. Shields of all sizes hang on the walls here, with javelins stacked in wooden racks against the north wall. Mm. Three large wooden chests, all closed, lined the east wall.
Hmm.
And the room is empty.
Are we in an armory? In which case, should we burn it?
It feels like an armory to you.
I want
to
check one of the chests.
Okay. Which one are you checking?
I'll go to whatever one people are going to. I'm going middle right now.
Okay.
You spell Pompeian wrong every time.
Hmm.
Typing my name?
You feel
it? His notes, he's got it wrong, spelled wrong every time.
Your nose itches, Will. You feel like your name is being written somewhere.
My name is being written. Is that one of my powers?
Probably.
My nose itches when I'm being written about. Oh, boy.
You're mad. You're mad when your nose doesn't itch. That's the disturbing thing.
Yeah.
Will, you open the chest. It's unlocked, and it contains 10 long swords.
Okay. Right.
Ooh.
Do you're at the northernmost chest. Are you opening it?
Yes.
I
am.
It contains 10 clubs.
Clubs. Anybody here a club kind of person?
I wouldn't mind having a club. But I also, I don't know. Yeah. Is a club better or worse than the mace?
Worse. It's not really? It's not spiky. It's like a mace without spikes. It's just a stick.
I feel like I could really whack someone with a club, though. I guess I could whack them with a
You
mace.
Could do that with a mace, too.
It's a little yeah, more but, tough with a mace. But I always get a minus one.
That would definitely apply to a club, too, unfortunately.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
Bathwack, are you opening that third chest?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm also interested in the javelins.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Of course you were.
The chest is unlocked that you open, and it contains 10 morning stars.
Okay.
But yeah, there's javelins and shields and whatnot. The javelins are along the north wall, but yeah, there's you could replenish your stash and more so there if you would like. They're nothing special, nothing magical, but certainly functional. They're well made. They look like they would serve the purpose that a javelin should serve.
All right, so should we take some of these weapons in the chest and, like, put them in another room so if these guys try to come here and arm themselves...
prank time.
They just won't find them. Right, guys? We should do that. How heavy are these chests?
I had said we should set it on fire, but then, you know, we may die if we can't get back out.
That's true.
Yeah.
We could hide some in the shark.
Yeah, two of you can manage a chest.
Oh!
If you want.
Oh, two of you big guys can manage a chest.
Or Will.
Two of you big guys could manage a chest. Two of those big, strong guys.
Two for one chest or one chest each?
Two per chest.
We've got... Well, Bathwack's taking the javelins.
Well, yeah, those are not in a chest. Those are separate.
Oh, wait, then what was in the third chest? There were swords, clubs, and what else?
Morning stars.
Morning stars.
So, yeah. Bathwack could probably just carry it on his own. He'd probably carry two at a time.
Right, Bathwack?
What am I carrying?
Two of the chests.
Two of the chests?
Yeah, you can carry two of them at once.
Well, I'll help. Carry one if you want, says Brom.
Yeah, I'll carry one. Why don't we, should we put them in the dining room since nobody's been in there?
That's true. That's a good guess.
We'd have to carry them farther.
That's true, too.
Like how far you have to go around to get to the dining room.
Yeah.
The pantry might be a better.
To the listeners, we would have to go 270 degrees around the room to get to the dining room.
Fahrenheit.
How heavy are they? I'm just going to try to pick one up.
Give me a strength check.
Yeah, he had said two people at a time. I was making a joke as Will that you guys could do it by yourselves.
Basically, so Will wouldn't have to.
Yeah.
While carrying Rafina.
17.
Yeah, you could manage a chest. It's slow going, but you could sort of heft one over your back and plod out of the room.
See? That's why I hired him as my bodyguard, I say to Do.
Do is not sure how to respond to that. Where are we going to hide them? We could take them down to the pantry.
Yeah, I think that, I mean...
You tell me, sure. Says Brom. I'll help you with this one.
Well, okay.
Put them in the pantry and then put food on top of them.
Yeah.
I'm looking at our little progress here. The door pretty much directly across due west from the door to the armory. We heard voices through that one.
Yes. You did.
The one directly north of it, did we check that one?
No.
I'm gonna go check that real quick.
Well, and you know the other thing we could do? We can wait until we have a better idea of where things are and then create a roadblock, like, you know, just pile them up somewhere in the hallway to make it harder for them to follow us.
That's true, too.
Mm-hmm.
More info is needed.
I feel like we should move them at least a little bit first, since we know that these are their weapons. If we keep exploring, we might run into guys, and then we might be found out. Like,
the flip side is moving this stuff through their base where we don't know where they are, and trying to do it quietly is going to be tricky.
Are there rafters above us?
Nope.
Well, poop.
There's a river.
Dirt. We could put dirt.
We're under the bank, right?
Directionally, yeah, you would think you're probably under the, not under the river. You went away from the river.
Okay. Well,
so we'll just dig up through the ceiling and hide it in the woods.
With the boa constrictors.
Oh, God, nope. Never going in the woods again. I guess I'm stuck in this cave forever. Yeah, okay. I mean, like, what? You want to just go check the door across the way, and then can we move them, or what?
Well, if there's an empty room, that would make the most sense.
Well, right.
You're
saying if that one is an empty room, that room would make the most sense? I guess it depends on what the room is used for, so we can go check it out, see if it's empty. Because we know the
right.
pantry's
I didn't want to
empty.
Put it. The only reason I didn't want to put it in the pantry is because we know there are people right next door. But if this next room, like, curves up to the north, they may not hear us moving the chests.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
I'm going to go listen to this door.
Dude's going to the door.
Skip. What did you? No, you have to let him talk again, because it just we didn't hear a, like, you must have been talking for like 10 seconds or something, and then it just, there was nothing there. Greg.
That was Greg? Really?
Yeah, he was.
We could hear Greg.
Oh, we couldn't. It doesn't. It's even on.
All I said was I was going to check the door.
Okay.
All right. So you go up to the north west and wrap around. Give me a perception check.
13.
You hear nothing behind this door.
I will attempt to open it with stealth. Whoa, stealth.
Whoa!
Whoa!
What's your roll?
Stealthy dice.
Well, it went into my slipper, so.
Oh, that's the stealthiest of footwear.
14.
All right, you open the door stealthily, and it is vacant. A wooden table with two wooden chairs stands in the center of the room. A wooden bowl containing apples sits on the table. Against the west wall, a brass-bound wooden chest rests at the foot of a single bed.
Does the bed look recently
used?
Under
the bed.
As far as you can tell, you think it might have been? This room...
Is it made?
Like you said, the dining room looked like it hadn't been used in ages.
You don't get that feeling here. The bed is not made, Rafina.
Oh. Is the pillow warm?
Would you like to feel the pillow?
No.
This ones are cold-blooded. It wouldn't be warm anyway.
And you have no idea.
But can we stash stuff under the bed then?
I mean, the chests themselves wouldn't fit. You could try to shove all the weaponry under there, maybe.
But if the bed has been used recently, we probably don't want to hide it there anyway.
We can look and see what's in that northern split there.
Let's just carry all the weaponry back to the entrance and kill people along the way.
Well,
Rafina's done with
the
this.
The lanky pack must be wearing off on you, Rafina.
Rafina's already out the door.
Yeah. Rafina's back to her ferrying work on the Bear Toggle River.
Are we going up that north path?
Yeah, it sounds like Dew wants to push on. Are you allowing that, Will? Are you going with?
I'm fine. I thought it was a good idea to move this stuff, but I don't know. We're going to keep going. I'm going. I'm following.
Okay. So the weaponry stays in place, and you push on further up this northern passageway, and it splits again to the left and to the right ahead.
I hate this place. Let's see what's to the left.
Okay. You get
there's
up there.
There's another room off to the side. I think there's a freaking... Okay.
You see the both of them end in 20 feet in a stout wooden door.
I'm going to listen at the left-hand door.
And I'll listen at the right-hand door.
Okay, both of you give me perception checks.
Rafina, feel free to listen perception. As well if my perception rolls are lower. Because I just rolled a 5, which makes 8.
14!
Okay. Dew and Rafina, you don't hear anything through your door. Bathwack, what was your check?
15.
You hear muttering in the door beyond, faint enough that you can't really make it out.
All right.
Dew is going to open the door quietly.
Give me a stealth check.
The stealth check is 14.
Okay. So you stealthily open the door. You poke your head in. Beyond is revealed. Looks like another quarters. And there is a bed, a table, and a chest. And on the bed sits a lizard folk warrior in scale armor, sharpening his sword. And as soon as you crack open the door, he leaps up and hisses at you.
Uh-oh.
With his sword in his hand.
Do
something!
I makes a sign like, oh, sorry, like the way you would without speaking. Mm-hmm. If you walk in on someone who's like, oh, oh, yeah, wrong room. So he was like, oh, he sort of just like bows and steps back and closes the door.
Okay, give me a...
But he's listening to hear if the guy comes after him.
Give me a performance check.
Performance. That is something I may never have done. Who knows? oh, good. It's a 0. 15.
Okay.
On the D20.
Got it. All right, so you close the door behind you.
Okay. All right.
Period.
I'm waiting to see if he's coming after me.
Doesn't seem like it.
Okay. I come back to the group. Not in there.
How many, I say? How many?
One. And he's really touchy.
Oh, all right. One.
Well, I hear muttering from the other room. Maybe it's... yeah, I don't know. I don't think we should open the door on the right.
Hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
You couldn't hear what they were saying?
No, it's too quiet.
But you don't think we should open it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's someone in there.
Hmm. What if we keep going around the... because we had another option. Back at the X, yeah. The northeast corner.
Yeah, let's go look there. I'm for that.
We sprint down the hallway.
So you head to the northeast, and there's this passageway that opens up. It's hard to tell. It's kind of dark in here, but it looks like it opens up into a larger room. There's no door, though, blocking your path.
Can we all hear the muttering?
I'm wearing my robe of eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I don't know if that matters.
Well,
I should be using that for advantage on perception based on vision perception checks.
Yeah, I haven't had too much of that lately, but keep that in mind. I won't remember that. You'll have to remember that for me. No, you're able to see a couple, I'll reveal it here, a couple sets of straw mattresses, it looks like.
Hmm.
And otherwise it kind of just opens up past that into sort of darkness.
That's interesting, because there are beds and there are straw mattresses, so there must be some kind of hierarchy.
We can't see any mutterers?
Not from here, no.
I guess not. I'm going to guess we don't want to go there, and I'm going to guess that goes back toward the guards in the front.
Dew looks up the hallway and sees where we came in.
Yes, you will recognize where you initially entered this place and the door back into that disused banquet hall.
There was a corridor up to the northeast on the other side of the dining room.
I think we should move these weapons!
I whisper down the hallway.
Where?
Even
if we put them down in the pantry, at least they'll be not knowing where they are, is all I'm saying. I think that we should make it so they can't grab weapons and immediately kill us if we come across more of them.
Let's put them in the empty room.
How high are the ceilings?
You think that, yeah, because it's entirely possible that the people above the pantry, if they heard a ruckus, would come through the pantry and might notice something was amiss. Okay, yeah, let's put it in the bedroom. The one with the unmade but unoccupied currently bed.
Okay.
Wasn't there one that was... All right, fine.
Does anyone have locks? Can we lock them? All right, let's deal with one thing at a time. All right. I'm ready to...
Are they all longbows in there? In that
I am going to put Rafina down and go and assist Bathwack with the first chest.
Oh, I I almost forgot how to walk.
I was just going to carry it.
Well, they said it was easier with two people.
Yeah, that's...
I can try to do one on my own.
Brom will help you do.
Okay.
You guys aren't a punishment or a glutton for punishment like Bathwack. you can you can pick these up and move them over to where are you going? To that empty bedroom, basically, the one with the unmade bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one.
Yep. Cool. So, Bathwack, you're able to stagger there with your Morningstar-filled chest. Brom and Dew have a bit of an easier time with the longsword one.
Okay.
And do you then take the time to move the third one with the clubs?
Yeah, I'll do it. I would even do it, yeah, for sure. At this point, Will's getting too nervous. He's like, well, I don't think it's going to work.
And let's, like, stack them in the northeast corner where somebody, like, might not see them.
There is no way that Will and Rafina can do it. We both have, like, negative one to strike. I guess we can...
Will ends up helping Bathwack. Of course. All right, so all the chests have been moved.
It's weird because the chest just sort of floats above Will's fingers.
Yeah.
I'm helping.
It's so heavy.
I'm helping. All right.
We're in this hallway, or okay.
I mean, you're somewhere between the armory and that
empty
bedroom, now filled with.
I just want to be clear that we've wedged them into the corner and made it very inconvenient to open them.
Yeah,
you stacked them up or something like that.
Yeah,
flipped them upside down.
We'll stack two of them and then
cool.
Definitely. Rotate it so that it opens the wrong way.
Can we take a blanket off of the bed and drape it over?
Absolutely.
Oh. Sure.
Someone's going to think this place is haunted. Haunted by a very bulky, square-shaped ghost. Wedged in the corner.
Very bulky and doesn't move or make noise.
Yeah.
Oh, you totally set up
solid...
your talk boy to play different clips from Filthy Angels.
Yeah,
with dirty
Angels
souls.
With dirty souls, yeah.
Right.
Angels with what filthy souls. Home Alone.
Oh.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Yep, that's what it says. Just keep saying that over and over.
It's very confusing, especially to people who don't understand common.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, so there you go. You have moved the weapons and hopefully inconvenienced these lizard folk warriors.
All right, good.
If we go across the door to the dining room and keep going to that little corridor to the northeast... That would be above where I saw all of the lizard folk fighting. I don't know what they were doing, but that may give us, if that also goes to that room, it'll tell us the size of the space at least.
Which the one over? Oh, that we didn't open.
All right. Yeah.
So you're like tiptoed over there.
So you've all moseyed your way over to the passageway north of the banquet hall.
Yes.
And are heading further up that way. So the hallway continues upwards, and you find yourself at another intersection where you could take a right to the south or head on further towards the east.
Hmm.
I'm going to try to peek around the corner to the south.
Me too. Well, me too, obviously. I'm back on your shoulders, right?
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Yeah. You both see a stout wooden door barring your way.
Oh, goody!
About
I missed those.
20 feet south.
I'm going to listen at the door.
Okay.
Me too. I got a 10.
I got a 14.
Okay. You both hear low conversation beyond the door.
So it doesn't sound like combat.
No, but it's in a language you don't understand. It sounds like...
Should we ask Bathwack?
I'm going to signal Bathwack with my semaphore flags.
For the listeners.
Bathwack claps.
Good job.
you want me to come down there? sure, I'll listen at the door.
Okay. You hear... individuals speaking in Draconic, and they're saying,
I heard that on the airship there was a dragonborn. Can you believe it? Oh my. Do we have something to worry about? No, there's plenty of us. We can, I mean, I mean, I think probably 10 of us can take on a dragonborn. What do you think? I don't know.
They're talking about me.
What? Is it flattering or no?
I would love it if they were like a dragonborn. Wait, well, 10 of us can take on a dragonborn.
Yeah.
So since there are 6 of us in this room, we would need to find 4 other people.
3 of us don't have our pants on.
I think at least 20 of them. I could take at least 20 of them.
20 of them? What are you talking about? All right, go ahead.
I don't understand. Why are they worried about a dragonborn? We know plenty of chinks in Bathwax armor. I don't understand. Really?
No, Bathwax and I were pretty thorough with his armor. It's solid.
It's been revealed that Rafina's...
know that there are 5 of us.
It's been revealed that Rafina's just been eyeing places where she could stab Bathwax to death. Right here and here and here, 3 shivs, he's down.
No, he just wants to be able to tickle him.
Oh, man. Why are they talking about you? What are they saying?
They're trying to decide how many they would need to kill me. They came up with the number 10.
That's pretty complimentary.
Does the number 10 include a human with a mustache who has magical powers? Are they including me in their group? Or, damn it, I have to fight on your side, don't I? Gross. Okay, moving along. Are we going in there or not?
How many people are in the room?
In the conversation you were able to overhear, you heard at least 3 people. One of whom had a very, very deep voice. Hmm. But you also think there were more people that you maybe couldn't hear, parts of the conversation you couldn't actually pick up on, than just in terms of the gaps and the natural way flow of the conversation. So you would think probably more than 3.
All right. Yeah, okay. There could be a large number of guys behind this door.
Should we check the east corridor?
Yeah, let's just keep moving.
Okay.
All right.
Well, really it does not sound like that was either they stopped fighting or that's not the same room. We're higher up than that room.
Yeah.
So you head east and the passageway forks in 2 directions, 1 to the north and 1 to the south.
I'm going to peek around this corner to the north.
Okay.
To the north.
It sort of continues on.
And this place is huge.
Peek.
What do you see? Are you going south?
If you look south, you see the passageway ends in a stout wooden door.
Is there water both above and below us? Do we know?
You don't know if there's water above or below you.
Oh, I guess
you're mostly made of water.
Shut up. So I guess the passageway that we, swam through, it could have taken us on the land. I understand. I was just assuming it was all like underneath the river somehow.
In general, as far as you can tell, the river is to the north. Mm.
By which you mean up.
Yep.
But not above us.
No, up. Map up. Up, up map.
Nap?
Should we come down and listen at the door?
Yeah, I'll go listen at the door if you want to continue around.
All right, we will continue up to see what's at the end of the hall.
Okay. Bathwack, perception.
Yes.
Perhaps to see.
I'm standing 7. Right at the fork.
You're at the fork. Yep. Will's at the fork. Brom's with you.
Okay.
He's got your back.
Good.
He's a little too close.
Ugh, back off.
He's backs off. Slightly. He seems a little scared.
Oh, he's scared?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you here? I told you not to even come in here.
This is what the rainbow trout told me to do.
Fuck a fish.
What?
Okay, never mind.
This is how Will dies.
Rafina pointed out all the places I could stab you to kill you instantaneously. I'm ready. Don't say anything about my god.
Bathwack, what'd you get? Roll perception.
7.
7. You don't hear anything behind this door.
All right.
Do and Rafina, you see this passageway that you sort of rounded up to the north. Continue onward. There's a slight inset, and there's another stout wooden door leading to the south, and then further on
back.
It continues to the south.
We found another door. Anything yours?
This one seems quiet. Maybe I should open it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna back you up.
All right.
Maybe you should open it.
I'm gonna back you up. That is a stealthy 15.
That door opens like butter.
Like how butter opens.
Yeah, like you open butter.
Dude is slowly opening the door and just slides right off it. And keeps going. He just sort of slowly slides across the floor into the opposite wall.
The door bends into the shape of an L.
In this butter-filled room, there's a plain wooden table and a wooden chair set against the south wall. On the table, there's a wooden bowl, and there's a single bed that stands against the east wall. There's a wooden chest sitting at its foot.
Right. And I'm going to peer around the corner.
All right, around the corner.
I bet I know what I'm going to see.
I'll give you one guess. That's right, a stout wooden door.
I'm going to listen to see if this connects with that other stout wooden door area that we couldn't see.
The sounds you hear behind this door sound very similar to the other door.
You didn't even make me roll for that.
I didn't. No. Nope. Yep. You know what to pick up on. You've tuned in. You've honed into the frequency. You know what you're listening for. Yeah.
I come back. Good. Same other another entrance. Same room. We found a different door up farther north, east.
Door.
That'll be our lucky door.
Before I follow them, I'm going to go in the door. Because I actually haven't gone into any of the bedrooms yet.
Mm-hmm. You're in this bedroom. And it is not up to your standards.
But if I see a chest, I'm going to open it.
Okay, cool.
What's in it?
You open it up. It's unlocked. It contains a dagger and a scabbard. Some sort of bits of clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to what you've seen these lizard folk wearing. Mm. Nothing you would wear.
Okay.
And then there is a small coin purse.
Okay. What's in the coin purse?
25 electrum pieces.
Whoa, that's pretty wealthy for a...
Not bad.
Those are a lot.
Lizard folk. I'm going to leave it there, though, because I don't want to be bothered with this, with stealing from someone who lives in a cave. I mean, that's way beneath me. So I drop it, and then I...
Do you leave a note? I didn't steal from you because you're too pathetic.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll saunter out of the room.
All right, your confidence is boosted.
Yep.
Are you listening at that door? Do you and Rafina?
Yes, I rolled a 19.
Whoa! Okay. That's great. You hear nothing behind this door.
I'm going to stealthily open it.
Yep, nothing. Stealthily open with a 19.
Wait, there's nothing in it?
He didn't hear anything.
No, but... Oh, okay. I thought he was stealthily opening it.
Now he is.
17.
All right. This one you open like Oleo, and the door just slides right open.
I can't believe it's not butter door.
This is... As far as these chambers go in here... It's relatively pleasant. The furniture is higher quality than what you've seen. There's a wooden table standing in the center of the room with four chairs around it. There's a gleaming bowl sitting on the table. There's a small closed cask in the southeast corner upon which stands an unlit lantern and a goblet.
Hmm.
And then in the south... Oh, I didn't reveal this room very well, did I? And then at the south end of the room, there is another stout wooden door.
Hmm.
Well, it wouldn't be a door if I wasn't checking it. 14.
You don't hear anything past this door.
I'm going to give her the old heave-ho. All
right.
Chef.
That is an 18 stealth.
Margarinely open this door. Beyond.
Trans fats. This room is bad for us.
A single cot set against the east wall features a rug beneath it made of a lion's skin. In the southwest corner of the room is a brass-bound wooden chest, its lid closed and secured with a heavy metal padlock.
Whoa.
There are no other exits.
Let's open it.
The previous room, that would have been more like an antechamber, like a dining room kind of. Like, is this somebody's private suite?
Yeah, it seems like that.
Wow.
Hoity-toity.
It's a condo.
Yeah. You guys are overcome with jealousy.
I don't know much about picking locks.
Hmm.
I know a little bit, but not much.
Nick did.
Yeah.
Nick Shut did. Up!
Yeah.
Your cat did.
My adoptive family would have known a lot about lock picking.
Well, we should just get someone to break it.
I have a crowbar.
Oh, could you do that for me,
crowbar
please?
Was stolen, wasn't it?
Yeah, you don't have a crowbar.
I think your crowbar was stolen.
I do.
Nope. What? It was stolen.
No. It got stolen.
Oh right, it was. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Ricardo Ulysses.
Yep.
Ricardo Ulysses. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I
could shoot it with a flaming arrow. I'm not sure it's been an hour yet.
Can we just try to smack it with something?
Yeah, you could do whatever you want. It's D&D.
We could. Well, it might make a loud noise, though.
That's yeah, that's.
True. I have this silver cleric statue.
maybe we should not smash things until we have our complete reconnaissance mission.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be really loud. But, Bathwack, can't you just pull it apart with your muscular muscles?
Oh, probably not.
You know, those muscles. Well, the muscular ones.
What kind of attitude is that? Probably not.
What? All right, fine. I'll try. I'll just try to rip the lock apart with my hands.
Can't you use the principles? Pull it down and break it. Use the principles of simple machines to pry it open.
I'm trying this while she's talking.
Exactly.
The long sword. Yeah, well, you've distracted me. I rolled a one.
You rolled a one trying to open the thing.
No, that doesn't, no.
The broadsword breaks.
All right, so
I was using my hands.
You rolled a
so
one.
Maybe my hands are
Spanakopita.
Broken.
Spanakopita. Spanakopita.
Bathwack has rolled a one trying to break this lock. You sort of shove your dragonborn weird finger-like things into this trap, and you just pull, and you all hear this crack one of his fingers breaks.
Oh no! Bathwack.
You take 3 damage, Bathwack.
Ooh.
And you have disadvantage on any attack you make with. Like melee attack or anything like that.
No.
I feel somehow responsible.
You are.
I think I'm expecting it to be the chest. I think I'm just like, whoa, what's in there? And then I'm like, oh no. His finger's at a weird angle or something. No, thank you. Ugh.
Knowing what a breaking bone sounds like, Dew is immediately concerned.
Yep.
We need something to splint it.
I will splint it for you.
All right, let's see what Orfina splints
on you,
your
or do
fingers
I need to
with.
Find something?
I have something on me.
You got it? All right.
I do. I have a little strip from my cloak of elvenkind. I'm pulling it off the seam. It's actually the tag. I'm just going to pull off the tag and use that.
Remove upon penalty. Off of?
You're removed before washing.
Yeah, my cloak of elvenkind.
Made in Taiwan. Oh.
I exactly. thought you were removing it from the mattress. I was like, that's a crime.
All right, I wrap it around. Do you want me to heal it for you, or are you going to tough it out? Answer me!
He's just crying.
I'm just kidding.
He's crying.
Yeah, he's just rocking.
Writhing on the floor.
Oh my god.
Wait, I have a mending cantrip. Does that count?
Nope.
A single break or tear in an object I touch.
You'd have to touch his bone.
just Rafina, make it a compound fracture and we're good to go.
Yeah. You're not dying, so I'm not gonna cantrip that.
I mean, if someone just heals me, am I gonna be better?
You'd get your hit points back, but you think you might still have some rough time with that finger for a little while. Might speed up the healing process.
I would have herbs with me that could at least dull the pain. I'm not sure that they would, maybe, you know, Neosporin style herbs.
Cocaine.
fight off infection.
Yeah.
Cocaine.
Cocaine. I have
hallucinogenic mushrooms.
I've got two things. I've got cocaine in one hand and Vaseline in the other.
That sounds like a great night.
Yeah, I think you should take that over to the other room where they were all fighting.
He was like, okay, now watch carefully because this is important. You want this one goes on the wound, this one goes in your nose. You don't want to mix the two up, trust me. You're going to have a bad time. And a very slippery...
Oh, man. A slippery what? It skipped.
A slippery what?
Set of sinuses.
It was too alliterative. Discord couldn't handle it.
Yeah, it was like it was just like a slit, and then it just stopped. And I was like, "What is it?"
Discord was like, "I'm going to put this one out of its misery right now."
All right. Is anybody else going to try to open this chest?
Oh man, I would love to, but I don't have.
I think we can probably smash it open, but we got to wait till we're not, you know. Being stealthy.
It's made out of wood, right? Wood and metal, or all metal?
It is brass bound, wooden.
Okay.
Chest.
Yeah.
So it's got like brass bands around it.
All right. What if I polymorph into a beaver and I chew the chest?
That's great. You would think exactly. It might take some time.
I am gonna go look around the frickin' corner while you. Obsessed with this chest, try to gnaw your way through as a beaver.
I'm assuming that Will's not actually doing that.
No, I'm not actually.
Is Will gonna do something?
I was trying to
pick it up.
I don't think I have.
Yeah, it's not fixed to the floor. You think you could carry it? You can't. It's bulky. You can't just put it in your bag.
All right.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything to open it silently.
Can you hand it to me, please? Because I'm on
Dew's
shoulders.
Is it huge?
Oh, I can detach you.
It's significant. You would be...
I don't think I can carry it and you and be stealthy.
I'm
just holding it for a second so I can drop it on the floor really hard.
Don't do that!
Why not?
Because we're being stealthy.
Oh, I forgot. Isn't there there's nobody...
I'm not putting you down anymore.
I have no free will. All right,
I'm out in the hallway again.
Okay. Anybody else gonna leave the chest for now? Brahm's not doing anything.
Yeah, Dew is up looking around to where it curves to the southeast.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, hey, Brahm.
Yes.
Do you know how to open chests that are locked? Do you know how to open locks? Any kind of locks?
Do you have the key?
Oh my god.
I'm
Why
not
did
a
you
thief.
Bring this guy along? What? Yeah, well, maybe you just do it as a hobby on the side.
No!
Why not?
I've had no need to. Do you?
Man.
Why not?
Well, I have people who will do that for me.
Oh, well, it's not me.
All right, cool. Let's keep going.
Will, you're still trying to figure out how you're going to hire, what you're going to pay Brahm for, what you're going to put on his W-2 is his job description. Dead weight.
Yep, exactly.
I do offer Bathwack a little, like, dried leaf pouch to chew on, which would help with the pain.
Oh, thank you.
It helps. Bathwack's a little loopy, though, guys, so be ready for that. All right. So you peer around the corner. And as usual, the hallway continues. And ahead, you see a wooden gate barring your way, reaching from floor to ceiling.
Oh.
Is that what these dots are?
Uh-huh. It's hinged at the walls and locked in the center.
Oh.
There's a lock you can see that you could potentially pick, or you can maybe try to break it.
I could try to pick it. Conceptually, I know how. In terms of whether I can execute, maybe not. Is that allowed?
Yeah, you can try to pick a lock, right?
You can try. Do you have thieves' tools?
No.
Okay.
No, I would be using some little piece of metal.
You think it might be tough?
That might be tough. Okay.
That would be a rough attempt.
Does no one have any thieves' tools?
No.
Nick did.
Actually, did I take them from him?
Did you strip them off his corpse before you forgot about him?
Oh, yeah, we did forget
about
him.
Any pins or needles or anything like that?
I do have my sewing kit. Would a paperclip work?
Rafina does have access. She is same-day shipping from Staples, so anything you might want.
A narrow piece of metal.
I found a safety pin. I use it to hold up my socks over my neck.
I don't have anything small and metal. We should have taken Nick's tools when he died, you guys.
Well, if you guys had buried him
just
properly.
Just like we raided Lank's corpse, we should corpse.
Oh, yeah,
corpse.
You took everything off of Lank. He didn't have his underwear when you were done. Well, what do you think that Lank attack is made out of?
Yeah.
Because we could, you know, I could get at least the handle of my Morningstar between, because you said they were wooden bars, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I could pry them open, but that's not going to be quiet.
Yeah, do we know, can we hear anything past this door? Have any of us made a listen check? Can
nope.
I do that? I'm going to
yes.
do that. Perception check. 19, is that a 19? Yeah, 19 plus 1 is 20. 20!
That's a great roll.
Yeah.
You think you might hear some speaking. Some speech. Some
coming
some
from farther on past this door.
Past the gate, yes. But you can't make out, and you don't even think that... I mean, you could pull Bathwack up, and Bathwack, you're not able to discern what they're saying. It's sort of echoing down the hallway towards you.
All right, I think we should go around, I guess, again. Ooh.
I mean, we'll say these hallways don't seem to be patrolled. You maybe have gotten lucky.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's just... They're not, like, regularly watched. You don't know.
We haven't left too many doors or avenues unexplored.
Isn't there one all the way down by the pantry?
We could go all the way back to the pantry. Should we do that?
I mean, the only thing is, like, I would say that when we walked in, and this is in character, when we walked in, those lizard guys did not give a shit that we were here. They didn't even look at us. And if we're going to try to, like, make noise and be obviously breaking into something, I feel like that would be more dangerous than just walking on by. Hey, guys. And then walk through a room, maybe. You know, if there really isn't any other path that we want to go down.
Try our luck at being part of the crew.
Right. Because I feel like...
That's fair.
I feel like if we make loud noises and try to break into something, it's more suspicious than just walking through and... I don't know, though. I don't know what
Yeah, you
rooms...
all look at each other. You look like you play the part. Except for not being able to speak the talk.
Right. So was there a
place...
Well,
then let's go back in that direction and try to make a bold attempt.
So you dash as fast as you can. You all just run, just flat out, like you're just
really?
Like...
Really?
No.
Okay.
Playing with Greg's joke there.
Where are we going?
All the way back to the
to
place.
To the one hallway that we.
You're all gonna
are
feast
not sure
on
about.
that hobgoblin. Just
gross.
Dig into his guts and just.
There's a pantry full of semi-normal food, and we're gonna eat the decaying corpse.
I want sharp.
Yeah.
Sharp.
So.
Oh, shark.
Rafina finally gets to try shark as you head down the the hallway, and we'll see what is uncovered there, but I think for tonight we have to call it quits, so just you know, go to sleep dreaming of a...
We can't open 1,700 more wooden doors.
Yeah.
Hey, who knows? Maybe these doors won't be wooden. Spoiler alert, they're wooden.
They'll be automatic glass doors.
Just think of a barrel full of a pickled giant boa constrictor and just occupy yourselves with that until we meet again here on next time in 2020 on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh my god.
In 2020.
Oh,
crazy.
Then it'll come out in 2021.
That's right.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.